News.
Authorities are warning residents in this area to expect the worst.
It was a terrible highway accident.
And we mentioned the man has a long criminal history.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com.
Good morning. It is Thursday, May 21st, 2015. Here are your BlackAmericaWeb.com headlines. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, but in no real great detail. Additional footage has been released showing a shackled Freddie Gray placed in police van head first. This was following his arrest by the Baltimore police. It's raised questions about the case, more questions, and his state during the incident that took his life. The video obtained by the Baltimore Sun, a limp Freddie Gray is seen in police custody during the police van's second of five stops to the station after being placed in leg restraints for his alleged irate behavior. The 25-year-old man was ushered into the police van headfirst as his legs dragged on the ground. Bystanders can be heard screaming at the police officers at the time. After 10 hours and 30 minutes, Senator Rand Paul relinquished the Senate floor late last night. 10.5 hours.
10.5 hours.
Yeah, this was his filibuster over the NSA surveillance programs.
What's wrong with that?
Well,
don't we need surveillance?
No, not as much as they say that they're going to be doing. What they're calling their dragnet surveillance programs targeting Americans. This is what he's protesting against, and us keeping some of our privacy. He says this comes at a time in our nations when fear and complacency allow power to accumulate and liberty and privacy to suffer. So he's trying to find that line, but it took him 10.5 hours to come to that.
He could have just said what
you said. There was a woman who was a Democrat who read a book. Remember, she read that book of fairy tales for all day. She filibustered.
That was Wendy Davis, who was running for governor.
For women's rights.
Yeah.
So when you do that, do you take a pee break?
You can, but
you're gonna wear the pin.
And
that
you come
depends.
Back and you keep you continue talking because you're not done. You haven't left the floor.
Yeah. So you have somebody take over. It's like tag team, and yet they take over, and then you go run and do it, and then you come back and say,
can the people listening take a doggone break and leave, go
trust,
eat, and come back?
Trust and believe.
Yeah.
If there was anybody listening. A Georgia middle school teacher was arrested this week, charged with allowing his students to have sex in the classroom.
What class was that? Why, when was I not in school and that happened?
As a mother, are you supposed to ask that question?
I'm talking about, but not with Jeffrey, no.
Okay. 25-year-old Quentin Wright, a math teacher at the Champion School in Stone Mountain, was taken into custody Tuesday. He's been charged with four misdemeanor counts of contributing to the delinquency of a minor. It says that he also arranged times when the classroom would be empty and gave them condoms.
What?
He did.
A mother says she found text messages between Wright and her son and when they were setting up, apparently.
So how does this work?
How do you ask your teacher?
Yeah, you put your hand up and you say, teacher, I'd like to have sex.
Yes, Mr. Joyner. What did you need?
Condoms.
Oh, all right. Well, maybe 3 o'clock after school would be okay.
Is like, that
there's
the way
no
that goes?
Detention.
3:30, maybe a little bit later, not quite 3 o'clock.
Was it like, you know, helping him with geometry, the math configuration?
Yeah, that's a hell of a study group, whatever.
I'm going to tell you.
Biology?
Oh, biology was in full effect. Yeah.
No.
In math class.
A 25-year-old math, you know, and that's the teacher that everybody said, oh, that's a cool teacher.
They always get in trouble, them cool teachers.
Always a cool teacher.
The cool teacher always gets in trouble.
It's like the fine pastors. They always get
in
trouble.
No, shit. Wait a minute. Now, hold up.
Fine pastors can't have it.
You want to have a testimony here?
I'm just saying. If I go to a church and the pastor fine, I'm like, it's going to be some trouble.
But you don't walk out.
I'm telling you. No, I don't leave. Oh, no, I don't leave. I'm going to stay for the show.
16 before the hour. This is the TJMS.